Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew chapter 11, verses 2 through 11. While John was in prison, he heard about the things Christ was doing. He sent two of his disciples to ask him, "Are you the coming one, or should we wait for someone else?" Jesus answered them, "Go report to John what you hear and see. The blind receive sight, the lame walk, those who have leprosy are cured, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, and the gospel is preached to the poor. Blessed is the one who does not take offense at me." As these two were leaving, Jesus began to talk to the crowds about John. "What did you go out into the wilderness to see? A reed shaken by the wind? What did you go out to see? A man dressed in soft clothing? No, those who wear soft clothing are in kings' houses. So what did you go out to see? A prophet? Yes, I tell you, and he is much more than a prophet. This is the one about whom it is written, 'Look, I'm sending my messenger ahead of you, who will prepare your way before you.' Amen, I tell you, among those born of women, there has not appeared anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." Are you the coming one? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. There's a famous children's book called Are You My Mother? Maybe you've read it. It's about a baby bird who hatches while his mom is gone. So he climbs out of the nest and starts asking all kinds of animals, and even machines, "Are you my mother?" But they all say no. Finally, the baby bird gets lifted back into his nest, and his real mother comes home. They are happy together again. We aren't baby birds, and John the Baptist wasn't either. But John was looking for someone, the coming one, the Savior God promised. But here's the strange part. John the Baptist already knew Jesus. He even baptized Jesus. He heard God's voice say, "This is my Son, whom I love." He saw the Holy Spirit come down like a dove. So why would John ask Jesus, "Are you the coming one?" Maybe John wasn't doubting. Maybe he was just tired of waiting. He was stuck in prison and probably wished Jesus would save him right away. Or maybe John wanted his followers to learn the truth themselves by going to Jesus and asking. Whatever the reason, we know what happened. John sent two of his helpers to Jesus to ask, "Are you the coming one?" And Jesus didn't just say yes. Instead, he told them to look at what he was doing, making blind people see, deaf people hear, lame people walk, and telling the good news to the poor. All those miracles matched the promises in the Bible. So the answer was clear. Jesus is the coming one. John's job was always to point people to Jesus. He wanted everyone to know the Savior. We can do that too. Many people still wonder, who is Jesus? With our lives, words, and church family, we can point to Jesus, the one who came to save us, forgive us, and lead us to eternal life. We pray. Jesus, you are the coming one whom God promised. You help us see the truth, walk in faith, and one day you will raise us to live with you forever. Make our faith stronger, and help us share the good news with others, at Christmas and all year long. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.